Three Facts About Temple Baptisms by Leah Barton, Church Magazines. Why are we baptized for our ancestors? One unique thing about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is temple baptisms on behalf of those who have died. This practice can be traced back to New Testament times. As part of the Restoration, Joseph Smith received specific instructions through Revelation that can help you better understand this sacred practice. To get you started, here are three facts to know about temple baptisms. 1. Baptism is required for salvation. Jesus Christ taught that everyone needs to be baptized. But what about people who died without that opportunity? This is where temple baptisms come in. Heavenly Father made it possible for us to perform temple ordinances for our ancestors, giving all His children the chance to accept the Savior's invitation. 2. A physical body is required for baptism. You've probably heard people say vicarious or proxy when talking about temple baptisms. Don't let these terms throw you off. They actually mean the same thing. In behalf of. Temple baptisms require priesthood authority and immersion in water, just the same as when you were baptized. When we are baptized vicariously or by proxy for those who have passed on, we are physically taking their place since they can't do it themselves. 3. Agency is required for making covenants. Although we keep track of temple baptisms, the deceased person must still accept the ordinance. While we perform the ordinances here on earth, the people in the spirit world are being taught the gospel so that they are prepared to make that decision for themselves. President Russell M. Nelson has promised, "Your worship in the temple and your service there for your ancestors will fortify your commitment to stay on the covenant path." By doing temple baptisms, you bless not only your ancestors, but generations to come. End of the article, Three Facts About Temple Baptisms, read by Salem Tolis.